I have a question that has been kind of nagging me for a long time. And it comes from my own experience, having lived and grown up in the former Soviet Union and coming here and realizing that a lot what Westerners think they knew about Soviet Union did not really jive with my own experience there. How certain are we and how much do we know about what's going on in North Korea?
Well, prior knowledge about the Soviet Union, for instance, is a good point. I was at NATO when the Berlin Wall came down and the subsequent changes in the fall of the Soviet Union, and I could truly say that all the great Sovietologist experts did not anticipate that would happen to the Soviet Union and how rapidly it would happen. Fast forward to North Korea, I continued to say in public that anybody who says that they know what's going on inside North Korea is either extraordinarily naive or they're a liar. I don't think anybody really has a grip, not even members of the nomenklatura in the North Korean nomenklatura have an idea of what is actually going on. From my perspective, certainly it's been the scariest place that I've ever had to deal with, and I've been in the jungle with the Khmer Rouge on a previous overseas posting, but it's the way the brainwashing has happened in North Korea, the control, again the paranoia, the gulag type camps for anybody who will question the authority or what is going on inside North Korea, any North Korean citizen. And not only do they get arrested and incarcerated, but their entire family, including children, are incarcerated as a result. So you have a pretty brutal regime. On the other hand, information, as I mentioned, does trickle in, and perhaps even more so these days. Once upon a time, cassette tape recordings of South Korean television shows were really popular. But what would happen is people would be watching these shows, and there'd suddenly be a blackout of electricity, and the Interior Police Service would then check what people were watching. And certainly in the context of even public television, there were only two channels, both usually showing exactly the same thing, and you could not see any other channel. Well, that is changing, and part of it is due to advances in technology. Now, for instance, it's much easier, you know, never mind cassette tapes, never mind even DVDs, you've got memory sticks. And memory sticks are easy to hide, and they are passed around. So people, I have certainly spoken with defectors from North Korea, and they tell me that certainly information is seeping in, notwithstanding all of the efforts by the regime to stop that. But it's still a difficult situation when you put it in the context of regime survival.